This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you from New Griffith Park. And there's the final score. We've got the Chelsea in the house, and it's Brentford 0, Chelsea 0. And it might sound like a boring game, but no, it wasn't a boring game. It was a game with chance on the both ends. Goalkeepers played well, strikers played well, but we just could not get the ball into the back of the net. Quite a good game, that, wasn't it?
Oh, hello. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good game. Yeah, I thought a really good performance. Probably about the right result overall. But, you know, for us to be competing at that level regularly now was good. And Brian probably had the best chance of the game with his header. Bit of desperate defending at the end. Probably dropped a little bit too deep again, maybe. But you've got to be happy with that. You know, it's a really good point off the back of three last week. You'd have definitely taken four from those two games. And, yeah, well played.
We got a point here today. You know, there's at times it looks like we could take 3 points towards the back end of the game. It looks like that we're happy with a point. At the end of the day, were you happy at the point?
Yeah, I was. I mean, for 75 minutes of that game, we looked as though we could actually nick it. But as I would say to colleagues around me, I always thought that Chelsea might just manage to nick one and it would be a 1-0 result. We've got to be happy with that. 0-0, we put an excellent performance. Two good performances at home in the last two games. We move on to the Villa on Sunday, and I think that's where we'll pick up the 3 points.
It's a bit of a game this, actually. Like I said, no points here. We're here in New Griffith Park. We haven't got the singing, we haven't got the dancing at the end because we didn't get the win. But, in a way, moral victory. Good one for Brentford. Or would you say, look, actually, maybe we should have nicked 3 points here because, you know, in the first half, goalkeeper pulled up a couple of saves. We had a couple of opportunities that were like proper ooze, weren't they?
I think first 75 minutes, we were absolutely brilliant. I mean, obviously, Chelsea are a great team. They've got great players. But we really took the game to them and we probably deserved to be up after 75 minutes. After that, we kind of felt, OK, 0-0, let's just go for it. Keep that 1 point, which, you know, a point against Chelsea is always good anyway, you know, top six team. And we just like backed off. So the last 15 minutes was proper scary, but we didn't give much away. You know, a couple of nice easy saves for Raya to make, and, you know, nothing too dangerous, but it was just like the pressure was building and building, and we were getting a bit worried. But for those first 75 minutes we were excellent, and we were, you know, we could have easily won that game. So, yeah, great point. Really, really exciting game. Really
exciting nil-all game.
Yeah, I mean, we could do those. We could do those nil-alls. But, yeah, it was a really exciting nil-all game. Lots of good chances. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Lovely.
Nil-all, but you got a point. And you've got to be happy with that against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea, I'll tell you what, if you'd have given that to me before the game, I'd have taken it. I had a feeling we might be able to nick something, and it was an open game. But towards the end, it got a little bit nervy, a little bit edgy. And I think you'll be able to. And, you know, we kept the clean sheet, we got a point against Chelsea. I'll take that.
We've got neutral fan in the house here. He was here a few weeks ago when one of your teams are playing down there, but Tahib, you was properly neutraled up. Tell me what you thought as a neutral of the game.
Really good game. Thought the bees should have stole it. They had better chances. made the goalkeeper work, whereas David Raya made one save, I think. But he's a better team. Really good. I mean, in comparison to the game against Arsenal, massive improvement. Great atmosphere. Not really a fair result, in my opinion. I thought the bees would have nicked it.
You seem more unhappy than the bees.
I'm unhappy because I thought I would see the net bulging. Be really happy about it.
Another neutral fan in the house here today. Last time you came to this game, to Griffin Park, to the stadium. Players are walking around the pitch now again. Usual win, lose or draw, they always do the manners. They do the walk around the pitch. They play the respect to the fans. Fans play them the respects as well, and the claps are coming back as well, which is all good. But you were here. It was years back when we played Bradford in the old third division as well, in the cup, the League Cup. Very wicked game that was as well. It was a bad boy game that was as well. You came down here with all your Bradford charms, but today you got your neutral hat on. Oh, probably not neutral, because I think you probably wanted to see the bees actually pummel Chelsea, didn't you?
Yes, I did. No, I wanted to see them do it today. I thought the first half, they were exceptional, man. I thought they were going to do it. Some really good opportunities. Really, really good game. First time in the new stadium too. Fantastic stuff.
And I mean, first half was quite good. Second half, again, you know, again, for most of the second half, again, we were still at Chelsea. It's almost like we didn't give them anything, considering we had changed around our defence, which we were a little bit nervous about. And then it's almost in the last 15 minutes or so, we kind of run out of steam a little bit. We were just holding them off, weren't we?
Yeah, for sure. I think Chelsea had the edge on the last 15 minutes, definitely. But played exceptionally well, really well. Really good game. It could have gone either way.
Listen, we got the point. And you said you'd take that. But really, would you take that? Or did you want a little bit more?
At first half, I thought that we were going to take all three. Second half, I thought we were clinging on a bit at the end. I thought it was a good point. We battled well today. Battled really well.
I mean, team has changed around a little bit. You know, we've got injuries. I mean, listen, we're not making them excuses like that. But for me, I thought we actually played better than I expected, considering seeing the team. And this is not a disrespect on the team, because I just thought that we're going to be finger in the damn time. But we actually really took this game to Chelsea, didn't we?
I thought we did. And I thought what we did right was we took it to them. We were on the front foot for the whole game. And said in the first half, we need to keep them on the back foot. Don't let them attack us. Second half, when they did attack us, it all got a bit scary. But no, all good, mate, all good. Really enjoyed it.
Yes, yes, yes. So, one point in the bag is another point towards safety, as they would say, isn't it?
It is, definitely. It was a pretty even game today. We had chances, they had chances. We could have won it, we could have lost it. But yeah, I came into this game thinking a point would be great, and that's what's happened. And yeah, I think it's towards safety more than anything. So yeah, after winning it with Brighton, this performance, we can just take this positivity forward. You know, Aston Villa coming up and all that. So, yeah.
You bees.
Come on, you bees.
Bees fans in the house here. And Chelsea, we got a point against the Chelsea. And I don't know, people are walking back and they seem fairly satisfied with that, even though some people might say that we should have maybe got a little bit more.
I think if we got a goal early on in the first half, I think the whole game could have changed a different way we went. But getting a point, I think, actually, very, very good. So, looking forward to the next one. But thank you very much.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the next one. Just looking back at this game as well, a few players changed around. Like you said, defence has changed around a little bit. Were you a little bit concerned when you saw the team sheet? And it's not a disrespect on the players, but obviously, you know, we've got obviously Nordgaard's out, but then all of a sudden he's like, oh no, there's more players out, and what's going to happen here?
I feel that he's trying to swap them around prior to the World Cup, maybe. There could be some players that are there that he's trying to hold back to make sure that he's got a good team going up for the next couple of weeks.
And he's done that as well. And you know, I mean, David Raya, I thought David Raya had a tremendous game today, because even though, you know, we were doing what we had to do, David Raya actually really kept us in the game, because Chelsea at the time, they had pace, they were going down there and they hit us with pace, and he pulled off a number of tremendous saves.
The week before against Brighton, same again, four or five very good saves. That the difference was him in the game again.
And just moving forward, I mean, you talked about Villa on Sunday. We're playing the Villa, and I mean, we're looking in good shape at the moment now. I mean, we're still a top half side, pretty much. I think we're there or thereabouts in the top half of the table. You know, we're looking beyond us at what other teams are doing. This has been a pretty successful season so far, hasn't it?
so far. I think Villa, I think we've definitely got to get 3 points there. That's a definite confident game. They're going to be coming out, hopefully, next couple of games with Villa. That's the 3 points. The ones after that could be the big changing points in the table, really, with everybody.
You bees.
Thank you.
So Bees got a point against Chelsea. I mean, last time we smashed them 4-1. So this is a bit of a disappointment, isn't it? Just scoring no goals against them, isn't it?
No, not really. Because if you remember, Bill, we only won 4-1 at their ground. The last time we played at our ground, we lost 2-0. So come on, Boyles, get your facts round.
Oh, you're talking about the League Cup game.
I'm talking about the last time they played down here, yeah.
I wiped that game from my memory banks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm thinking more about the league game when we should have beaten them last year and they nicked that goal against us, you know what I'm saying? But just coming back to it, and you know, and we're being a little bit facetious here. We're both playing at the... It was a good point against Chelsea.
It was a very good point. We'd have taken that before the game, absolutely. We move on to Aston Villa. More points there on Sunday, I think.
Yes, we'll come to Aston Villa in a minute, but let's just come back to the Chelsea.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, listen, I know there weren't any goals to talk about, but there was quite a lot to talk about that game because look at, there was a few changes in the side, you know, Frank was back in the side, you know what I'm saying?
And Rozalev came back
in. Rozalev was in as well.
He has never let us down when Rozalev has been in. If you've noticed, all the games he's played in, we've done very, very well. So that was a very good setup for him. The first 20, 25 minutes, there was only one team that looked like it was going to win that game. And unfortunately, that's the same old thing with the old Bees over the last quite a few games. When they're on top, they never score the goal when they're on top. And they're always then liable for the sucker punch. So when they've got that much possession, that much going forward, they need to convert their chances. And they had so many chances, very, very good positions that first 25 minutes, and they didn't make it count. Then I started to get a little bit worried. And then Chelsea came back into the game. But fortunately, the back five, as it were, held firm. Zanka and Pinnock, awesome today.
Throwing bodies on the line, weren't they?
That tackle from Pinnock right at the end, that saved the game.
That was just unbelievable, wasn't it? Where did that come from?
That was absolutely brilliant.
So listen, we got the point.
We got the point.
We're happy.
Absolutely. And now we move on. So, it's all looking very, very bright.
You bees. I chat to all the Bees fans in the house here, and I don't know if you're as happy as the rest of the Bees fans. Are you happy? What were that?
Yeah, very happy. Good point against Chelsea. We played really well. Some excellent defending. I think we could have won it, but you know, a point against Chelsea is a good result. And yeah, take that all day long. Both teams could have won it. It was a very open game. Yeah, very, very happy with it all.
Few changes in the sides. Did you think it worked?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The defence were solid. We were defending. Bodies were on the line, which is what you want to see your team. So ultimately, it doesn't matter who's in the team as long as they're putting the effort in, putting their body on the line for the cause. So yeah, overall, really, really happy with it. You know, I think we just lacked a little bit. My only little bit of a concern is our finishing. We're not finishing as great. We had a couple of chances that we really should have taken, but yeah, happy bee
is in the house. Is a very happy bee in the house. I've got a few more happy bees in the house, I would like to think, because they're sitting down there supping their beers in the Globe after the game. We've just seen Man United, who we smashed 4-0. They've just now just beaten Tottenham 2-0. So does that mean that we're going to beat Tottenham 6-0? I mean, I don't know. It works, or is it 4-2? I've got no idea. Yeah, but whatever it is, we would have won. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so, but forget about that one, because the game that we didn't win was today, was it? And it was only the mighty, mighty Chelsea, the champions of Europe, who are not even champions of Europe anymore, but they were, because Leeds are always champions of Europe, as we know. But let them battle it out between themselves. But we did quite well against the ex Champions of Europe, who are not Leeds United, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was a good performance tonight. I mean, first 20 minutes, I just loved the intensity. It really showed that, you know, we played Friday night, they played Sunday. You know, but they grew into the game a little bit. I thought Frank the Tank, you know, the last two games against Brighton and tonight, I thought we played really well, and that's brilliant to see, because...
So we had a full tank today?
We had a full tank, yeah, a full tank before he got taken off. Frank the full tank, so yeah, cheers. But yeah, I'm really pleased he's coming on because, you know, he didn't have the greatest season last season. I thought that Roslev played very well. So what was really pleasing was, you know, bringing players in when we've got injuries who can come in and do a job and do it very competently. We played some really nice football. Again, you know, the intensity level's really, really good and we had Chelsea totally on the ropes. Second half, I think, you know, we went into a little bit of a low block like we did against Brighton and we were prepared to sort of contain them. And contain them we did. You know, the ex-champions of Europe and all the rest of it. So in the end, you know, a draw was probably a fair result. Obviously, lots of people before me have probably spoken about the Tony headers and the Mbeumo header. It's gone either side of the goalkeeper, you know, we're talking about a different game. But very proud of the boys tonight, you know, big teams like Tottenham, you know, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, they all come to New Griffin Park. And Brentford are more than a match, if not better than them, you know. So, yeah, got to take a lot of heart from that, from the mighty, mighty Bees.
Are you taking heart from this? I'm going to ask you, are you take heart? I mean, not talking about take heart, the guy that used to do all them little collages and them little art stuff on the TV. Take heart. No, we ain't talking about take heart from that. I'm talking about, did you take heart from what was going on there?
You're not talking about Morph. You're not talking about Morph.
I don't know about Morph. I never heard of him, you know what I'm saying? But tell you something, did you take heart from what was going on there on the pitch today?
I take a lot of heart from what's going on the pitch. I mean, you go back a few years ago, and we got a big team like, you know, we look at these teams like your Chelsea's and your Man U's, we're like, oh my God, what an amazing game, Brentford playing. But now we're holding our own. We're not, you know, we're going in to do a job. Ex-champions of Europe, and they were champions of Europe when we played them, you know.
Which champions of Europe?
Oh, sorry, because obviously we got Leeds and we got Chelsea. But in terms of Chelsea being champions of Europe when we played them at Stamford Bridge last season and we beat them, yeah. And in today, we've just come out, we've bossed the first half, we've actually gone out. Rico had an amazing first half, yeah, he was absolutely on fire. Also, like David Raya, again, another amazing performance. I think he's really proved himself since the Newcastle
debacle.
Yes, that word. Ever since then, he's absolutely. I think Ray is an amazing keeper at full stop. But the last two games, he's come back and he's bounced back and he's really shown how amazing he is. And he pulled off some saves in that game. Not that Chelsea had that many chances, but we looked really, you know, we looked really strong and he absolutely looked amazing. I think the way we played him at the back, I think like, if you look at this time last season, Raya got injured when we played Leicester at home, and that's when we kind of went on that bit of a bad spell. We had injuries, we didn't have anyone to replace those people. Now, if you look at today, we've changed it up a bit and we've still looked really, really strong. So it was a great performance. I'm happy with the draw, I'll take that. And you know, yeah, brilliant.
We've got the Laney man in the house. The Laney man is obviously very delighted with what was going down on the pitch today. There's no fireworks, there's no, it's interesting because we were just chatting during the match and I was looking over and I was seeing some blue shirts and people running around and I was like, oh, they're playing Chelsea, and it didn't faze me. I was like almost like not fussed. It was just like, oh yeah, it's another team. They could have been Preston, they could have been Wrexham, they could have been Plymouth as far as I was concerned. It was just Chelsea out there, and then we were just running around doing our thing and holding them off and having a few shots, and it's almost like we've become normalised to this and watching these teams, haven't it?
Yeah, it's certainly become more in our comfort zone to kind of we look at these great teams, you know, and that's not like gloss over the flak. Chelsea are a very, very good football team.
Champions of Europe, apparently. Well, they were.
They were, yeah. They
four up at least.
Yeah, they were just like, they battered us at the end. I think what really impressed me the most was the fact that was the reaction to the Newcastle defeat. You know, we shipped five goals and we were making just mistakes all over the place. And we said we needed to see a reaction to that. And we played Brighton, we played Chelsea. We've not let a goal in against two exceptionally technically gifted teams. And, you know, of course, you defend for your lives at time. And, you know, you're going to be, you know, really, really, nails being pulled out at times watching as a fan, because, you know, the stress levels were high towards the end there. But, you know, fair play to the team. That was exceptional because, you know, I looked at the team and I thought, that's a weak team. It's not our strongest. You know, we're going to get turned over. But none of that. We could, you know, if Brian and Bumo was a bit more composed and he put his header across the goal, we win that. And yeah, it's just a brilliant reaction to the Newcastle. Just what the doctor ordered. Sitting there pretty in the league and looking forward to a trip to Villa Park Sunday, mate.
Villa Park on Sunday. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on all good podcast channels, and also don't forget to write us a review. Please write us a review on iTunes. It goes up in the charts apparently. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. If you want to go to Besotted Global and join our little social media community, please do besotted.com/global. Other than that, like I said to you, we had no pre-Chelsea podcast. We apologise for that, but midweek just pose a problem. They just pose a problem for us. But however, we're going to be doing a Villa podcast and we're going to be trying to find a Villa fan to talk about. So check us out. Hopefully that should be out on Friday morning as well. But other than that, we are here and I'm Villa in the Globe and having a few beers. I'm having one of my peach beers. We're going to be going on Saturday to Villa. We're going to very early as we go out there. We're going to have problems with the bar numbers. We're going to do it. Chelsea, good score against us. Champions
of Europe. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.